every day at this time, Bo Johnson with the Back Page. Hey, Bo.
To coin a phrase from our good friend Wes Durham, we stole one in the thick of the night. How about winning a softball game with a walk-off grand slam last night?
Wow.
Shout out to the Norcross 10U Lady Blue Devils on a fantastic game. Also, shout out to the Mountain View. I think they're the Bulls or something like that, wherever. There's a park up there in Tequila. I think it's Tequila, Lawrenceville. Wherever.
Who hit it?
So my leadoff hitter last night, her name's Kaylin, KK, shout out to you.
Hold on, Juice Johnson.
Also.
Who are you shouting at, the other team?
Because it was a good game.
Man, damn near, man.
It was a clean game.
All right, I'm trying to make rivalries. I'm trying to make rivalries in this thing, man. Nobody care about, where were they from again?
Mountain View.
Them. Yeah, no, it's all about the Lady 10
what,
U's.
What mountain do you think they can view?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. It's up there in the Lawrenceville-Tequila area. Maybe they can
I guess they can see Stone Mountain, maybe?
All
right.
You can get a nice view from the mountain.
Mountain View.
Okay. Juice Johnson starts the game on the mound, pitches three innings, gets three more strikeouts.
Way to go,
my
girl.
For those of you counting at home, that's four innings pitched this season through two games, six strikeouts.
Wow.
For Juice Johnson.
That's a pretty good ratio.
She
that's like
goes,
Chris Sale type
that's
stuff.
That's very Chris Sale type stuff. She also goes one for one at the plate with her first ever 10U home run last night.
Way to go, Juicy!
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
She's like Ohtani out there.
Way to go, Juicy!
That did you hear that if they make the World Series, Ohtani might pitch?
Really?
Yeah. There, he's like,
I saw him throwing bullpen. I think it was last week. I saw a video of him throwing bullpen.
Like, I don't want the Dodgers to make the World Series, obviously. I'd like the Braves to do it, and if the Braves don't do it, not the Dodgers. But, like, there's a part of me that wouldn't hate seeing that.
If the
like, that'd be pretty cool.
I love the Braves, and that's about it. But, yeah, like, in 10 games, if there's no more, if there's no more Braves games, I'm not watching another damn baseball game until spring.
Even if Ohtani pitches in the World Series, I'm not watching another damn baseball game until
Game 7 the World Series, the Dodger staff is washed. Ohtani steps out of nowhere, throws seven shutouts.
What if it's a Wednesday?
I might click.
I'll tell you all about it.
But yeah,
I'm not saying that anymore.
Because
I said that last year, and Bo told me I didn't love baseball, so I'm not saying that stuff anymore. Because I do love baseball.
I love the Braves. Bo took my card.
You have to watch the World Series.
I'm over baseball. I get mad when the Braves lose. I love the Braves.
Like, I'm used to not having to be mad because the Mariners never had a chance to get in the first place, so I just watch the playoffs to actually watch good teams play. But I'm mad when the Braves are out.
Shout out to Coach Sammy and Coach Cedric also. We were playing some chess last night with moving some pieces around and to win this, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we don't get shot at. We rival.
And we did go to the thick of the night. These girls were out there playing softball till like 10:15 at night because time expired in the top of the inning.
It was a nice night last night, though. Yeah. Nice night to be playing baseball late.
Speaking of Shohei Ohtani, stolen base number 49 last night.
Yep.
So he's one stolen base away and two home runs away from 50-50, which I think he's probably going to do.
I hope he does.
I do too.
I hope he does. What an incredible story. Yeah,
he's
what a dude.
You're going to win. That's right, because he's an AL last year, so he's won AL and then won NL.
Yeah, that doesn't happen a ton.
Yeah.
And then also remember the way the season started. Like, they're in Japan and his interpreter's going to prison for gambling.
Yeah.
His season took a nice turn. Like the best case scenario for baseball, by the way.
Oh, God. You remember that? How everybody was panicking. They might lose Ohtani.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Banned for life.
Yeah.
On to the NFL now, or sort of on to the NFL halftime show. So over the weekend, last weekend, it's been a few days since this actually happened. But with stuff on the back page, some stuff just gets pushed further and further down. So Lil Wayne finally speaks out about not being selected to do the halftime show next year's Super Bowl. Man, he was upset.
I know.
I blame myself for not being mentally prepared for a letdown. For just automatically mentally putting myself in that position like somebody told me that was my position. So I blame myself for that. But I thought that was nothing, I thought that was nothing better than that spot and that stage and that platform in my city. So it hurt. It hurt a whole lot. But y'all are f***ing amazing. It broke me, and I'm just trying to put me back together. But my
Wow.
Man, go.
He's a broken man.
Wayne
is one of my favorite artists ever. But I've been loving him. I'm talking all the way back, bling, Wayne.
Oh.
All the way up to now. Love Wayne. Man, go to hell. I'm broken.
Broken, Randy.
Whatever. All right. Lil Wayne been. I mean, the Super Bowl's been around since Lil Wayne.
So many.
And ain't nobody complained once.
That's what I don't get.
Ain't nobody complained once. They can't.
Because he was like, I mean, he's obviously always going to be big.
Atlanta had Maroon 7 here. All right? All these Atlanta artists. And they gave us Maroon 7?
Yeah, I know.
And he broken?
I know.
And Big Boy did show up during Maroon 5. So maybe Lil Wayne drives in.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What makes you think he won't do it? But we had to deal with Maroon 7, Nipples. And we can get T.I.G.'s and Gucci Mane, none of them.
Not a one. Not a one.
Y'all miss me with all that whining about damn Lil Wayne.
I know. It's so weird. It's like the Cover 2 thing. It's like this has been around for a long time. Lil Wayne was more, he was more at the height of his powers the last time the Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
Yes.
And they didn't have him then either. Now, I guess maybe.
I got a Jay-Z in the
trend. Yeah, Jay-Z wasn't in charge.
And the whole Janet Jackson nipple thing poking out.
The trend of having like rappers and hip-hop stars as halftime performers hadn't really started yet. But
whatever. I'm broken and all that crap.
I hope he's okay.
Whatever, man.
Hope he's all right.
I'm broken.
Nobody like, no,
whatever.
We don't like sad Lil Wayne.
Whatever.
No, I hate it. I just want
whatever.
I want Lil Wayne happy.
Wayne's
man.
Great for the 404. We don't want him to be sad.
404.
I'm broke.
504.
He looked like he sounded
sacrilegious.
He sounded
right
like he's leading. That's almost. What he sounded like. Sounded like he's leading.
Wow.
So we all play golf here. This is really short. So, how much money would you have to make to play golf with a $25,000 golf bag?
$25,000 golf bag.
So. Patrick Mahomes' birthday was last week.
Okay.
Of all the things that Travis Kelce could get Patrick Mahomes, he gets him a, let's see, was it Gucci? Uh-huh. I think it's Gucci. Got him a Gucci golf bag of all things.
Wow.
And like most things, to me, just to me, maybe it's because I can't afford this crap. To me, most Gucci stuff's kind of ugly.
Hmm.
It's the same pattern on everything. Like the purses are just kind of eh. Can you sew a whole Gucci printed golf bag?
I do think the Louis Vuitton stuff looks kind of cool.
Maybe that's what it was.
I think that's what it is. But
I think that stuff looks kind of cool.
I don't do that no more. But I still have that kind of stuff in the closet somewhere. My only thing about Gucci is this. The all Gucci, that's just, I mean, you look like your ass should be hanging on a wall.
Like
on a damn wallpaper.
Yeah, you do.
The hat,
like
the hat, the shirt, the top, and the shoes, you look like your ass
should be hanging on a wall. It was Louis.
I kind of like their pattern. I don't know.
You look like some damn wallpaper. Like
but I've also
wallpaper.
Probably been tricked and brainwashed
on shoes,
by rappers.
Right? A whole golf bag of the same pattern? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but I wouldn't want to use it.
I wouldn't take it out on a course.
Louis Vuitton's not even a golf fan.
I wouldn't even give nobody 20. I wouldn't give nobody no $25,000. I mean, I know you got ample bukus of money.
My
but
car didn't even cost $25,000.
But 25 grand for a bag?
Well, I think if I was one of them, I would probably give, you know, my friend, my quarterback, a $25,000 present possibly if
no
I'm a millionaire.
Way.
But
he's
not
a grown
a golf
ass
bag.
Man with money.
All the money.
All the money.
Half
why
a billion
why
dollar
give him a $25,000 bag?
Because he probably gives you something for $25,000 on your birthday.